Hey everyone, welcome back to Winter Park. Fox Sports' Jay Glazer joins us, break down the Vikings. He was here watching a practice, talking.
Right now, though, this is a tradition that we have going here.
Yeah, I like it, dude.
I like it. I love stopping off talking to you guys.
Well, we saw it. You got your bus here.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's great. First of all, I'm horrified to fly. People don't know that. Aww. But I got my little rescue pit with me. She's my therapy dog. I'm her therapy dog, so I took her with me. Yeah. So she's stopping at all the camps. And she sits at the front in our gym at Unbreakable in L.A. So half these players already know her, and it's pretty cool that I'm a huge rescue pit advocate. So to be able to bring her around. But, man, I got my own bedroom in there. I got a washer dryer on there. I'm DraftKings and Fox hooked me up, man. I got a full refrigerator, a fireplace. It's awesome.
So it'd be your bus would be a good spot to watch the fight Saturday night.
It would be, but we're not gonna do it on the bus. No bus. No, I'm gonna go out there. I don't know where I'm gonna watch it yet, though.
Well, who's gonna win?
Well, they're boxing. They're not fighting.
So
the boxer should win the boxing match.
Okay, all right.
You know, when James Toney came and tried to do this and fought Randy Couture in mixed martial arts, he lost to the mixed martial artist. So one thing I love about Conor, though, is everybody should take his mentality. It's not about winning and losing or retiring undefeated. It's about that fight. Hey, who's the biggest, baddest dude out there? Let me go fight him. And if you lose, it doesn't knock you down. You went and looked for that loss. And what made Muhammad Ali so great, and Sugar Ray and Hearns and Hagler and Durant, all those guys so great, is that they didn't dodge anybody. It's like, whoever the best is, I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay, give me the best guys out there. I want to go fight them. And, you know, Conor definitely has a fighter mentality.
Before I ask you a couple questions about the Vikings, you're wearing a T-shirt today. MVP is the acronym. Tell us about that.
Emerging Vets and Players. We're taking former combat veterans who, when the uniform comes off, looking for a team again, and former NFL players and professional athletes, when the uniform comes off, they're looking for a team again. We're merging them together, and we're giving these empowerment retreats, if you will. We're working them out, and then we're sitting having some fireside chats, we like to call it. And we're just trying to change the narrative. Don't look at yourself like, oh, man, I used to play in the NFL. Oh, man, you play in the NFL, and you playing in the league is not who you are. You beating out a million people, what's behind your ribcage to do that? That's who you are. Same with our veterans. They come home, and they feel like, oh, I'm different. I'm like, no, you're different, right? Use what you were able to do overseas over here in America, because different's good, and what makes you so successful or be able to survive there, the rest of us don't have. Don't be afraid of it. You don't need to fit in our society. We have to fit in around you. So when you give them a team again and you empower them, our results have been magical.
Yeah, great message. What do you think about the Vikings?
Man, if they could, obviously the same thing, if they could stay healthy. That's a big thing, right? Yeah. Defensively, man, they've always taken on Zimmer's personality, which is great. Offensively, oh my gosh, they had so many injuries last year. This whole division, it was ridiculous what happened last year injury-wise. But if they can keep that offensive line healthy and you give Bradford some time, he has some pretty cool weapons right now to work with.
All right, man. Well, your tour continues where?
Dallas.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go from here to Dallas. Yeah, this is, I don't know, team 19 for me or something. I don't know. I'm exhausted.
All right.
But I'm living the dream, man.
Well, go get a workout in. Travel safely. Thank you for not beating me up.
No. Keep me. Right. You guys are my friends.